From the Gemara, Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, Tane Kepoil Bottle. We learned in Amaraisem that what it says in the Mishnah, that the only heter to be Moshe Vachem Bnei Lamachtzis Char is only Elam Kinoisen Lo Yischorei Kepoil. So the Maraisem says it means Kepoil Bottle. Like the Gemara, my Kepoil bottle, why should it be Kepoil bottle? Omar Abaye, Kepoil bottle, Shaloise Meloche, the bottle, mine. Let us again see Rashi, Origatina. Tone Kepoil bottle, we learned in Abaraisim that we pay the Hembene Kepoil bottle. Uba Masnitsin, Logatinem bottle. Kepoil bottle, mashme kama odom reise lito veleshe bottle. That means he had a job before. We're asking him how much he is willing not to work, and veleshe bottle, how much he'd be willing for that. So the Gemara asks, my kepoil bottle, aloi ein yoshevo bottle. He's not yoshevo bottle. Shrei tereach lohilech. Lobby Paris, Lachanus, the linker, he brings Paris to the Hanus and he sells the Kabul Mois, he takes the money, the linker, and he measures the Paris. So why should you give him Kepoil bottle? So the Gemara says, a Marabai Kepoil bottle shall oisa maloche the bottle mina. So Abaye said, Im hoya amabai kepoil bottle shoyse maloche de bottle minei. Im hoya naga ay nafach. If previously he was a naga or a nafach, it kama odam reitze lito li bottle min loche kebei de kazu. The lasse is maloche kalo. Kazu. That means that, we take everything into consideration. That means till now he was a nagar, a nafach, was making $50 an hour. And now, so how much would he be maskim to be mevata on this job that he had? That a Mordechai Meiler was paying very well. Lidach Gisa was a difficult job. So how much would he be mevata to stopping a nagar and a nafach and to take this easier job to be a chemveni? Lasis meloche kala. And we'll see in Taisvis that this means as follows. That means even though, let's say, a normal clerk in a store, let's say, gets $15 an hour, but he would not be mevata for $15 an hour to give up his job that he gets $50 an hour, even though it's a difficult job. So we're going to give him $35 an hour. $35 an hour, length is so good. So he's getting $35 an hour, and the good, he's not getting his $50, but he's working less. So that's how much you give him. So if we think a minute, so this is, we said like this, that if a person is makabal on iske, so half of the iske is a milva, right? So the rebbe he's getting from that half is because it's we consider this is his money, so the rebbe belongs to him. Now he's being oisik in the other half, which belongs to the noisim. And the problem was that will be Isaac, will be Tereach for free, so it's neither like Ribbis for the Halboa, he's working for him for free. So in order to take away this Shash Ribbis, we give him a top price. That means we look mamish. That means it's not worth for you to be a clerk in the store for $15 because you're a naga. It's only worthwhile for you to be a clerk in the store for $35. We can pay you $35 an hour. So Mamela, so there's no ribbis whatsoever. There's mamish no ribbis. That means he's working top price. That was the chiddush of Abaye, kepoil batul shalais melacha the batul. Now, we heard in the Mishnah two cases. The first case was that he gave him the peiris to sell in the store, and he sells it retail, and the profit of a saw, the way Rashi said. Then the second case was, the second case was, he gave him money that he should buy wholesale peiris in Tishrei, and he's going to sell them at the Nissan Dikip price, which is a more expensive price. So these are, like it's also a Niske, it's Palgamilva, Palgamilva, he has to pay him like a poil, he has to pay him like a poil. So now, why is the Mishnah telling us these two cases? Such a case, a hembeni. And then he's giving him money, liker ben peiris lemachtes char. Why do they need all these cases? I got already the gist of the halacha, that machtes char is a problem of ribis, unless you pay him for his services. So why does he have to tell me two cases? So the Gemara etzricha, you need these both cases. Titana chenveni, chenveni hu desagile kepoil botol. Mishum delay nafish tilche. By a chenveni, it's sufficient to pay him like a poil botol. Because, vinisht vi, it's not such a hard job. Avol mois likach ben peiret. But, if he's giving him money that he should go to the market and buy peiris, the nafish tilche, this wise place, this is a much more difficult work. Ema leisagile kepoil bottle. I would think kepoil bottle is not enough. So we'll just mention now, Tosfos says, Amir de Kakasha and Rashi. We're saying, till now you made $50 an hour. Now you have an easier job. So how much would you be mukhin to be mevata on the $50 job? Mevata $15? Because you have now an easier job, you take $35. Now, if it's more difficult to, when he gives him money to go out and buy peiris in Tishrei, this is, you say it's nafish Tishrei, so we're making him a cheshbon. So how much is it worthwhile for you? If you were a nager, which was very, very difficult, you got $50 an hour. Now we're giving you, this is nafish Tishrei. How much would you be mavata? From mavata $5. So we'll take $45 an hour. Right? L'chayre, we're working with a cheshbon over here. We have, so the Gemara is more dikshver according to Rashi. Poil bottle is a meiridike oifen of payment. And we make a husband how much he was making before and how much it's worthwhile for him to do this job, and that's how much we pay him, which is, we're giving him a very good salary. So the Gemara says, I would think that over here, since it's nafish tirchei, I would think that poil bottle is not enough. Why should poil bottle not be enough? This is a pella on Rashi. We'll see when we'll come to place. Tosfos asks this kash on Rashi. The mois liker ben peiris, the nafish tirchei, ema lo yisagi like a poil bottle. So that's why it says the second bovin, that a filu mois liker ben peiris, it's also enough poil bottle. Fine. We eat on the moist liquor ben peiris. Have a mean a hosom of the boy kepoil bottle, mishum de nofish tilche. Kel. Over there, it's nofish tilche, then you pay kepoil bottle. Avul henvili, the loy nofish tilche, a henvili that it is not such a difficult job. A mistagli b'mashu ba'alma. I would think, listen, the whole thing doesn't involve too much. This whole tilcha. Again, we have to remember what we mentioned yesterday. This whole iska is a drabon of the Caribbean. It's So the Moshe says, no, if he's working hard, so Nira Kerebes, he's working hard, he's doing it for free. But by Chemveni, that he doesn't work so hard, I would think you don't have to give him Kepoil bottle. Nafilu, you'll give him Stamazoi Epis. It's also enough. That means they'll offer him. When they come and they make chalukah, he'll say, you can be toivel, you have your piece of challah, toivel, it's the tzir that I have. That'll be a payment. Since the whole tircha is very minute, so I would think that you don't need to pay bechlala as a poil bottle. A mashu would also. So it says no, that say by chembeni, and say by he gave him money, liker ben peiris, you have to give him a good salary. In order to make it ois, that's the keribis. Ois is the paper that is keribis. Now let's just go a little further. Then we'll see Taisvis. Tana Rabon. How much do you pay him? So we have now a three-way machloikis. Bein merube. Uvein Mu'ed. Okay, that's Kama easy with on the Gaila Malam Simon. This is a simon of all the what we're going to speak about later. Tana Rabon. Kama Uschore. By an Iska, how much do you pay it? So we can have now a few way machloikis. Bein Merube, Bein Mu'ed, Divrei Rameir. So Rameir says, Amurim Kazach. Before you start the iske, this is not the way we learned till now, so she says Chameya. Before you start the iske, you come over to him. The Noisen comes over to the Makabalist, I want to give you an iske. I understand there's a problem, because if I won't pay you for it, so it looks like ribbis, it's ribbis. It seems like you're doing a teiva for me for the halva. How much money do you want for your service? And whatever they agree upon, that's muta. Pay mu'et, pay merube. That means, before the services are done, he says, I want to be paid $5. Finished, I couldn't talk. I'm going to work 2 months in the store. I want $5 for my service. So if they were quoted a price before he started working, so he's getting paid. He was masking for a cheap price? Whatever he's masking. Bein mu'ed, bein merube. If he says he wants the $100 for the working, you give him $100. But there is no whatever both of them agree upon, that this should be the price for his services, and this was agreed upon before he started working for him, that takes away this service. Divrei Rameya. Rav Yehuda Omer afilu loitovol imay ela betzir loyochel imay ela gregeres achas zehu schor. Rav Yehuda holds, since this whole thing is an iser derabonam, you don't even have to be kaitzit a price before he works for him. He works for him for 2 months, and he works for him, he doesn't get a penny. And when they're up to the chalukah, he comes over, cooked, nemta lechayim, finished, he gives them a mashu, he gives them a groigres, and there was no upmach on this. But abi, he gives them something, he say, oh, this is a payment for the work that he was doing, and that takes away the service. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechayim, Noisel Ischorim Mishulam. Abshimon ben Yochai says you have to give him schorim mishulim, you have to give him a proper payment. And let us see what Rashi says. Rab Yude Meikel Tvei Midarameya. Midarameya boy sheyipsik loy shum schar. You have to be paisik aschiris. Before he starts working, you have to be paisik aschiris. Umiyu. But whatever they agreed upon that he should be mekabel for his chiris, beirav, beimat, or kibulolei. If he was kibulolei, he was mekabel, so he's mekabel. Rabbi Yehuda loy boy sheyipsik loy shum socho. It is not necessary to be poisey. He comes in to once without any psyche. He comes in and he gets a mashu from him. That already is mata, the work that he was doing for him the whole time. Gregris, Taina Yevesha. That's Shitas Rav Yehuda. Vishulam Kepoyel Bottle. This is Shitas Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So according to Rashi, it comes out that the way we're learning from the Baraisa that says Tone Kepoyel Boto, our mission is going according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Now let us see Taisvis. The Taisvis. The Naisa La Yischorei Kepoyel Boto. Igoris Tone Kepoyel Boto. If we goiris the Gemara Tani, we learned in a Braise Kepoyel Bottle. Okay, the Garcini Bemasnissen Bottle. So then it doesn't say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Naisen Lai Schorai Kepoyel. The Braise says Kepoyel Bottle. Perish Bekundris. Kepoyel Bottle, Maisa Meloche, the Bottle Mine. Haino. Shimo Yaoise Trille Meloche Kveide. If before he had a difficult job, he made a lot of money. Now this is an easy job. So now we make an oimid. How much would a person be masking on the high pay he was getting? That he should stop his good job and take on this job. Zuktoisvis Shezel Yoisa Mimash and Noisnin Lasois. This is more than one normally gives the Kala. Here's the Sifta. Ki ein adam meiniach merevach godol elameyat. That means a normal person will not be mevata a good job elameyat avabisha boloi betoirach yaiser. Even though that means if he had a good job, he was getting $50 an hour, even though it was a backbreaking job, a person will not readily be mevata on this job. So Memele, so if now you want him to become a clerk in the store, so he'll only be masking if you'll give him at least $35 an hour, which is more than the normal price of a store clerk. But that's the cheshbon. That means you have to pay him a price that he would be masking to leave his good paying job for this job. Ula Peirusha. So now, according to Rashi, Osimas Nisan Karab Shimon. So now, according to Rashi, our mission is going according to Rab Shimon. Rama the Rab Shimon says, Nisan Lois Horim Shulam. But like Rameya, not like Rameya, Fakat Rameya says a different share. Rameya says, whatever the kaitzitz before the malachah, that's sufficient. the kosher l'peirusha. So now Tosfos asked this kasha which we had mentioned. Come up with Gemara. The Gemara says, Abo seife de nofesh tiche. The seife de nofesh tiche. Eime leisagi leike poil botol. But since there's a lot of tich, I would think leisagi leike poil botol. The hashtag for Tosfos, why shouldn't kepoil botol help? The hashtag, Aloy lefi ma shehi kveido. That means the more difficult the new job is, the more money he'll take. So Mamela, if we will say for a storekeeper, he'll take $35 an hour. So if he's now going and buying schoira, which is nafish tilche, so he'll take $45 an hour. So amai sal kedaitach leitizgi kepoil botol. So why shouldn't this help? Amai sal kedaitach leitizgi kepoil botol. So this is the amirde kekasha that Tosfos asked on Rashi. I'd like to mention that Pnei Yeshua says a teret. Pnei Yeshua says like this, that if you, this is a difficult job, not as difficult as a nagel. So you're saying that, okay, so my mail will take $45 an hour. So the Meshua says, the kivin the yesh rak hevdel mut, that means, so the shaila is in tirche. Here, you're giving me $45 an hour, which is a big tir. It's not as big as a tir of a naga, but it's a tir. Here, you're giving me $45 an hour, and if I'll stick with my old job, I'll get $50 an hour. The kivin the yesh rak hevdu mu'it, was there omdinen the loinichalei, Lavato melachtoi horishoinen bishvil hevdomu. So my male, if I count, I would say that there's a non-sadi. That means if I'm getting an easy job, no, I'll be mevato my $50 an hour. Because vinishvi is an easier job. So I'll be masking to get $35 an hour. But if this is also a difficult job, it's not as difficult as an adult. So you want to give me $45 an hour. Finish getting sugar there. If it's a hard job already, I'll stick to my old job. I'll stick to my old job and I'll get my $50 an hour. This is a little less difficult. So I may look for that. I should be mavata my old job. I get $50 an hour. So Bekitza, I would say that since it's nafish tilchei, a naga in his right mind would never be maskim to drop this job and get $45 an hour. Because this is a difficult job. So if he's working hard side by side, might as well stick to the old job. So pshat is, so why is he doing it? No, he's doing it because of the ribbit. Listen, he lent me... Lend me the dust, so that's why he's doing that. Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is, I would think, since it's nafish tilchei, so a person in his right mind would not be maskim to be mekabel kepoil botel. But that is why, so I would think, so it's also, so the parents say, no, $45 is also a geheriger price, and that's out of Pnei Yeshua time for Zashi. Okay, that's one kasha. Oid, another kasha, Tiktoni b'tesefte. We learned in Tesefte. Hamoishiv eschaveiroi mechanus lemach tischar noisin loi schoroi kepoil botol divrei rameya. And the Tesefte says, the din of kepoil botol is according to Rameya. According to Rashi, the din of oil bottles only according to Abshimi ben Yechoi. Mashma de Masis no Siker Amei. Not like Abshimi ben Yechoi. Lachain nira the polish. Ke poil bottle hainu ki yoyshev u bottle the gamble. Poil bottle means you give him vacation pay. You tell them how much would you be masking to stop working and get vacation pay. So it comes out like this, that he's giving him, that means like this, he is working. Come over to Anaga. You tell Anaga, listen, would you be masking get $10 an hour and then vacation for a week. So he's masking $10 an hour, then vacation for a week. So now the emes, this alone is not a means for what he is doing in this store. For what, when you gave him money to buy Paris, you are not paying him at all for the services that he is doing. You're just giving him vacation pay. So Mamela, so now we'll understand it's Richeset. So, yeah. So the Gemara said it's Richeset. So when is vacation pay sufficient? If he's not doing such a hard job, it's loinofish tish. So Mamela, it's a ribis to Rabbanon, so giving him vacation pay $10 an hour. Nope. It's we'll take away this ribis. But in the second case, when you gave him money, the nofish tish, so he's doing shvera arbit, and you're paying him $10 an hour. Well, hashti yosi shapel. Now the trichus is very good. Number one. Our Mishnah is going according to Rameya. Now, Agavulcha, let's be Elach. According to Rashi, Tony Kepoil bottle, the Havamin of the Gemara was Kepoil bottle means vacation pay. And the Gemara is Takashi, my Kepoil bottle, why are you giving him vacation pay? Lemaisa, he's working. Why are you not goyres all the services he's doing? That was according to Rashi. According to Tosfos, lefi emes he gave him vacation pay. So if there would be a kashi, he didn't answer the kashi. So according to Tosfos, that's with the Maram Chetos, ane kepoil bottle. My kepoil bottle. What is the taich of a poil bottle? Oma abaye kepoil bottle shalois in the lochet. That means you take into consideration what he was doing till now, and then you figure out how much he'd be masking to go on vacation and get vacation pay. So it's not a kashe. My kepoil bottle is you meforish. When meforish, what the taish of kepoil bottle is. Yeah. So mamela, raha de kama bigmore, rameya, vei merube, vei muet. How does this come to poil bottle? Hainu kloima. Bein hoya oisik b'melochem merube. Bein hoya oisik b'melochem oetis. Whatever he was oisik before, roilam noisen like a poil bottle. You always give him like a poil bottle. He says, whatever he was doing before, you give him now like a prayer book. Rav Shimon Oymer, Noisen loy schorei mishulom, Shoyim dem kamo yoroi tzalito lo vokum in loche kabei, de shoyse gviyase gom loche kala kazu, deine tveike ramei, zolchere akot, in Rav Shimon, tais was the same shot, my Rashi said in Rav Shimon, you take everything in consideration, not like a foil bottle that's not doing that that's not doing anything. You take into consideration he's working now, so you make a whole cheshbon how much he would be maskim to give up his well-paying job to do this job.
Vosa Musa de Rameya, Rab Shimon Oima, Noisen Loi, Schore Mishulim. Avol Einoi Doime, Oise Meloche, Lyoishiv Boto. Yoishiv Bechama, Lyoishiv Betzeil. Which is Lachere, this is going according to Rab Shimon. And according to Toisves, the din of Yoisha Boto, Rameya said it's not Rav Shimon. But I says no, the Tosefta means, Rav Boto Legamri, Rami Yoisha Moloche Chamure. You take into Cheshman the Moloche Chamure that he did till now. That means you don't give him what he got till now, because now he's not doing the Malacha Chamura, he's doing the Malacha Kal. That means you don't give him $50, you give him a Kaponim of less. Umiyulel, so Al Kaponim, so Taisvis came to the Achlote, that Poyul bottle means that you give him vacation pay. That is the type of poyul bottle. Taisves of Miulel, the safe Elo Matthias. Gabi Ashavis Aveide, Iktani Noito Schorei Kepoyul bottle. The Gemara says before on the second page as follows. A person who had a job, and he found an Aveda. Now, if he's going to return the Aveda, he's going to lose the salary of a day. So it says like this. If there's a Bezin, so he comes to Bezin, he tells Bezin, Rabbi Yisai, I get $100 a day. If he'll give me $100, I'll return it. I'm not looking to return it. That is a bezin. Then it can be master of my bezin. And bezin will see, is it worthwhile for the Eved Aveda to give him $100, yes or no? That is if there's a bezin. What if there's no bezin? So then you give him Kepoyel Bot. There's no bezin. Give him Kepoyel Bot. So state in the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshavas Aveit is Iktoni Neutel Schorei Kepoyul Boto. Nire Keperish Akuntres, that the Taish of Poyul Boto, the way Rashi says, Kepoyul Boto Me Oise Meloche, and you take everything into Cheshbet. Mid the Pore Chosom, the Gemara asks Akasha, Polav Boto, why are you giving him like a poil bottle, he's working, he's returning the Aveda. Mashme, the porich mishum de mashme lay beraise, diktoni ke poil bottle, shenoisen lay ke maishi yilta poil lay shevli bottle legamri. And the Gemara says, why should you do such a thing? Why should you give him like a poil bottle legamri? He's not bottle, he's returning the Aveda.
So the Gemara answers, so Abaye says, Omar Abaye, the pale bottle shows the bottle minet. So there lechayred means you take into consideration how much money he would get before with his previous job, and how much it's worth while for him to do a lesser tichah. Mark upon him, he's doing a pool of a Shabbos Aveda. And that's Mamish Rashi's pshat in pale bottle. So the Gemara in Eilu Metzias seems to hold like Rashi, not like Taish. The Kach Nira Leporish Osam, Kach the Mishane Abaye, the Poyul Bottle, Ma'iso, Moloch, and the Bottom and Egg, and the Perish Akumpus. The Kumpus of Taishu says, I'm ready to get out. Taishu says, there are two Gemaras. Over there, there's a Gemara that the Emerson is a din that I'm not Mekuyev to be Mavata on my moment because again I'm Zabeda. There's a din that you come first. And that is why when there's a Bezdin, it can be Master Bishnai Bezdin, they want all his money. If there's no Bezdin, you have to give him a geharigis chiris. And the geharigis chiris is al kaponim, how much would a person be masking to whittle down on his salary since he's doing an easier job? And that's Rashi's chat over here. And that's how much you have to pay. He's not mechuyev to be mevatel on his money because of Yanim Chaveinim. So their take, it's pilei ploy. It's the same abaya in the same lotion, but it's two taichin, two sugyu. So their take, it means kepoil boto shel oisem alochen. There it means like Rashi. Here, since the whole thing is only, it looks like ribbis, it's only another ribbis. So here, kepoil boto maisem alochem means you give him vacation pay. That is some amela. We have the same lotion of abaya, but there are two sugis, so you have to understand that each sugi has a different taish, even though it's the same words. Coincidentally, but it's a different taish. Their pshat is, the Rashi says pshat here, and their taki you make a shuma, how much it's worth for a person. How much it is worth for a person to be mevata on a malacha kebeda and to do a malacha kala. That's over there. And by us, since all we want to do is be misalik, there is a ribis tarabonon, so if you give him vacation, pay that sima. The imtaima, like taisis, like besoi, kumtachais. In came on Naito's Choroi ala Shabbos Habeit. So comes out a Moira de Kizach. That means, Lemaise, you take into consideration that you make a husband, the Baali Zanaga gets $50 an hour. So we make a husband that, but now you're doing an easier job, you're returning Rabbeida, which is an easier job. So we'll give you. So it's worthwhile for a person to do an easier job and to get less money. We'll give you $35. But it comes out that you're paying him for that Shabbos Aveda. That you can, that the bank, he gets paid for these services. Paketti's getting overpaid. Not Tamazai paid. You don't pay him. A delivery boy gets $10 an hour. He's going to get $35 an hour. So you see, he's getting paid for a Shabbos Aveda. Like Taisves, Uba Koines, Amrinam, the time the Shema Aveda have a Kishema Chinam. Why is a Shema Aveda a Shema Chinam? The Mai Hano Kamotilei. What is he getting for the Shmira? The Mai Hano Kamotilei. So you see, the Gemara says in Akoines, that a Shema Aveda doesn't get anything. And here we see that Hashem Aveda gets paid. Hashem Aveda gets paid for the Hashava. One kash. Another kasha, Ramayse comes out, he's doing a mitzvah, he's getting paid for it. Va'at kan, loikamri rabono, not as a machloikis, if tine is bischa or bechinom. Rabono hold that tine is bischa, he can ask scha for it. So the reason why tine is bischa, elamishum, אם כן, ליכטב רחמונה תינא, בלי בוי פריקס, אז למדך תינא, זה לא עושה בעלי חיים, אם הוא חוי יקדו את הבדק את הספריקס. So why do they have to say תינא and פריקס? So we say, תינא is coming to tell us that he can for the schar. But so why do you need a posse? Meaning if a person is doing a mitzvah בין אדם לחברו, without a posse, I would say it's not allowed to take money. And I have a special pasuk according to the Rabbon, he's allowed to take money for tina. According to Tosfos, was just machadish now that a meishiv aved is allowed to take money. Because he takes money for his service. Yeshloima ein lochush neitel schar kibin sheoisik b'molocha heres. The meisi has another job. He is a carpenter. He gets $50 an hour. Umafsi, and he's losing. Reim hoye sham bezdin hoye masna lito koma shevs. Ashov the leke bezdin lamalayito ko tichon. Amir dikizach. So Taishvitz says, now when he gets $35, it's not you're paying him for his service. I'm not mechuyev to lose my salary. So if there'd be a bezin, I come to bezin and say, listen, I make $50 an hour. I don't want, unless you'll give me $50 an hour, I don't want to be made shem nevede. And he's entitled to that. If there's no bezin that can give him a green light to get $50 an hour, so Kaponibi can say, but Al Kaponibi give me $35 an hour, and $35 an hour, listen, that good, I'm not making my $50 because it's an easier job. So give me $35. So it's kedai to be mevata and the $50 for $35. So Bekitza, not he's getting paid for his services. He's being, we're paying him that his loss should not be so great. He has a job of $50. He's not mechuyev to lose money because of yenna. But since he's talking not working today, but since he's doing an easier job, so we say, so good, you're not getting your $50, so we'll give you $35, because I'm actually going to get to go, it's easier for you, so we'll give you $35. But the $35 is not a payment for the services, the $35 is we are reimbursing him for the extra that he is. But we won't give him $50, we'll give him $35. Amor de Columbus at Taisvitz says, Yeshloima dein lochushim noitel schal, kivin shoisik, he's not taking money for the Shabbos Aveda, kivin shoisik b'm loch acheres amavsit. He's taking money, he had a job that was getting $50 an hour, and he's losing now because of the Shabbos Aveda. Doim hoye sham bezden, hoye masna lito koma shat mafsid. To be a bezden, he would be entitled to get the whole $50. Ba'ashim like a bezden. Lamalayito kol tilchay. So memele, so the $35 is a partial reimbursement for the absent of $50 that he is losing since he's taking off a day's work. Perik at kamo nami diktoni neutel schaal loden ke poil bottle osam nami is lemme ke perisha kuntris kiven shem is battle me melachtoi yochelito schaal. The same thing over there. That means he's a dying. He's being done now, so he can't do the melacha that he usually had. So the so you pay him, Rashi's cheshbon, you pay him al kaponim, botul miyosim alochem, and then that's how much you pay him. Elo im keinoisim lo ischar amoloi umezoinim. Now later it says that by Talmud Goylem, you have to pay him for a golden siyochim. You have to pay him schar amoloi umezoinim. Hochel loyshaych lemisni kipoyul botul. The aim is battle. Lahachila lashkoise ela rega echad bayin. So Pesu said, here you don't give him vacation pay and you pay him on the hour because he's not working the whole day. This the town of Goylem and the Golem Sayochim. This whole thing that they're bringing the food and dust is something that takes minutes and it's finished. A whole day he can do whatever he wants to do. Aval chenveni kol iskei bekach. By a chenveni, if you went over to a person and you told them, listen, I want you to be a chenveni, so now he cannot do anything else. V'sanye b'tesefte ha-moyshev chenveni b'chanus im hoyo umen lo yasig bum nosoy. A chenveni is an 8-hour job in the store and he can't do anything in between. Till now he was working in computers and he was making X amount of money. Now all of a sudden you're giving him this thing so good when there's no customer here. That is the obligation of a chenveni. So here you have to pay him kapel botul. That means he's working an 8-hour day job. So maybe you have to pay him for the 8 hours. Avo mekablim agolin v'sayochim. Now, the Mishnah ended off by saying, what is if they did not make an iske, and he's not mekabel any achayitz, so then you can go and say, machze schara, machze, so then he can get machze of the rebach, because he's doing services, and the other one is giving the capital. Finish a guten tag. There's no shaila for him, since he's not chayev b'chayes. Aber mekablin agolim b'sayochim. Teime. Maika mashmalom. Pshite. Even the ein mekabel olav achayes. Since he's not mekabel achayes, so what's the chiddush? He's allowed to do it. You want to tell us in the Kabbalah how long he has to work on this till they're a third of their gidul? When we're speaking about an iske, so it could stick in. It's a Kabbalah till they'll become mishalosh. Why do you have to have this new case? It says it's nice and schore. How long does he have to work? Shlish gidul. So Taisa says the kasha. The yesh loima. So now Taisa says, Amar de Kedar. The Mishnah is telling us the kamash malom, the bistome. We're talking about that Reuven had behemoths. He comes over to Shimon. He says, I want you to be megavol these behemoths, will be mechalek the rebochim. He didn't say anything about Kabbalah Sachayis, not Kabbalah Sachayis. How do we understand this transaction? So Taisva says, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The bestome, if you did not mention, you just mentioned we're going to tell the Rebochim, and you did not mention specifically that I'm Achroi and the Agolim, So, not mentioning is saying there's no achayis. Given the kamash, the bestome ein mekabel olav shum achayis lehavi iske. That means if nothing was said, so there's a meaning to this. It means you're not achoyin anything. Given the betchilek shekibel agolim leshamu oisam, when he was mekabel da agolim, they were not shom how much they were. Alach shagodlo boim lach leikashvach oshamim oisam kama yishbichu. Later, we shom. So later, want to find out. We wanted to tell the rebochim. To want to figure out how much were the rebochim. So then we shum, but in the beginning there was no shumet. And how do we know how much they were worth before? So the Ritva says he relies and believes the makabel, whatever you say they were worth before, now we'll shut up how much they're worth now, and we'll divide the revochim. That is why in the Reisha it says, it just says in the Reisha, shaman, and if it's shaman, so he has to pay him. If you were shom, whatever you're giving over, shaman spells out that you're achoy. Why are you shom right now? That means that I want you to be achoy on a kaponim, half of the iske. So that's what Taisva says. So Taisva says that the Mishnah is coming to tell us that if nothing was specifically said, and so what is this? What is the mutual understanding? So Taisu says we have to see what was done. If when he gave it over to him, there was a shume on how much it was worth when he gave it over to him. So I assume that the shume was that we should know how much is achoy. For how much is achoy? If the shume was X amount, so now I know Zachoy on half of this amount. So the shume is telling, even though we didn't speak it out, if there was no shume, so then I say, so this whole cheshbon was only we're going to divide the revochim, and there's no responsibility whatsoever of achayis on the mekabel, and then it is mutter.